Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can actually control the content of the site, and that means you can go and submit different things to it. Other listeners vote on them, and you can vote as well. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning more listeners see them, we're more likely to see them, talk about them on the air. So go and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Tonight, here in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Right back into you and your thoughts. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about the general idea that everything going on with government today, as we know it, the state, as it has been called, is socialism. Whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats, it doesn't really matter. It's just two slightly different flavors of socialism. This is essentially what you were saying before, Mark?
That's my claim.
Yeah, and then we had Chris call from Wisconsin a moment ago, and she was, you know, basically suggesting that no, it wasn't theft. It's not theft when the government does it. Sure, monopolies are bad, but we need government because, well, that's the way it's always been.
There's roads and stuff.
Yeah. And the suggestion right at the end of her call, well, what would we do? What would we do differently than what is currently going on? Because she said she wanted a third party to come in there and, you know, change things out. And, of course, anybody that's ever worked in third party politics knows that's not going to happen. The system is built to protect from that. They during the Ross Perot campaign in 1992, that guy got like 19% of the popular vote or something crazy like that, and the Republicans and Democrats said, okay, that's the last time we're going to allow that to happen, and they came up with a Commission on Presidential Debates, and they did everything they could to essentially lock down the debates and make it so nobody could get in from a third party to have their ideas
heard. But nobody got in from a third party before that either, when the League of Women Voters read the debates.
How did Perot get in?
Well, I mean to in office.
Oh, I meant in the debates.
I understand where you're coming from.
Getting in office is another hurdle that third parties have to jump through, several of them. There's at least 50 different hurdles in all 50 states where it's incredibly difficult for a third party to get on a ballot.
Where politics, the way that the Constitution is written, whether it's on a state or federal level, is basically a winner-take-all situation. If you get 51% plus one of the votes, you win. So, therefore, it is essentially designed to make two parties. I know George Washington said he didn't want to see two parties. I gotcha. But it doesn't matter. He participated in a system that would bring about two parties because you can't have fractionalized parties and then have the best chance of getting 50% plus one. It's just the way the game works. If you want third parties, you need to change these constitutions, which is an incredible task.
Yeah, the whole thing is monumentally difficult. And essentially the deck is right. Completely stacked.
All I advocate for is, A, the government stop claiming monopoly privilege in the use in whatever it does. So if it collects the trash, then it should let other people collect the trash. If it makes roads, then it should let other people make roads. And it shouldn't use any kind of unfair systems like eminent domain in order to make its roads. And then when you it would also allow people to opt out.
Right.
I don't want to participate in your public school system, and I've got a four-year-old, and I'm already homeschooling him, and I have no intention of sending him to the public school system. I shouldn't be obligated to pay for the public school system. Yes, I went to the public school system in the past. My mother paid her property taxes. So did my father. Don't worry. It was all taken care of. And she's continued to live in that same county for decades since I went to that school. So don't worry. Her bill's paid.
Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Dave, listening in Portland to WGAN in Portland, Maine, that is. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Oh, no, I wanted to comment on the last caller there, you know, about big government. And, I mean, obviously we need taxes for infrastructure, you know, as far as roads, bridges.
Why do you have to use force? Why if something's such a good idea?
I don't think we need to use force. I think we need to use it as a state, like legislature versus force. I don't believe in big government. I believe in...
Well, let me just slow you down real quick to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. You said we need taxes, but then you said you don't believe in force. So are you talking about some form of tax that doesn't involve a threat?
Right.
Okay, great. So I'm talking about that, but
you're saying we need voluntary contributions, not taxes, because taxes inherently involve the threat of force.
You're right, yeah.
Okay,
great. So I think we need to come up with some sort of solution as to, you know, maybe like legalizing, like, you know, I know you guys are, you know, little advocates for marijuana, maybe even legalizing that and then taxation on that.
Now, hold on. Let me just make sure. Let me make sure I'm clear on this, because I thought we just finished talking about taxation, so I want to make sure I didn't misunderstand you. So if we legalize marijuana and I want to sell marijuana and I want to sell it in
the local government.
Okay, so if I want to sell marijuana and I'm going to open up a marijuana shop where you can come in and buy some marijuana off the street, and I want to charge you, you know, let's say $20 an ounce because it's going to be cheaper because we're going to have, you know,
it's going to be that, but then that'd be the gourmet marijuana.
So $20 an ounce, and you walk in, you want to buy an ounce from me, and I'm not going to charge you any tax because it'd be voluntary, right?
Right.
Okay, so you're talking about a voluntary assessment, if you will, for those who would like to fund these things. They wouldn't have to necessarily collect it.
Well, without being forced to.
Great. So as a business owner, I wouldn't be forced to collect the tax. I could opt out and decide, you know, I don't like what the government people are doing. I'm not going to collect this tax. Great. That sounds great.
Exactly. Opting out. Like, as far as, like, the health plan, you know, as far as, you know, there's all kinds of key issues. I mean, as far as, you know, big government and opting.
As long as I can opt out, I'm totally fine with whatever the plan is.
You know, there's lots of services the government provides that I'm interested in. In my town, the best thing to put out fires is the local volunteer fire department where I volunteer.
To volunteer, yeah, exactly. And I think that's an incredible service that these young men and women do. To help their community.
Most of them are young.
Or older.
God bless them, right?
It's a volunteer basis. You know, not necessarily all volunteer basis, but I mean, it has to do with wanting to help your local community. I think that's a big part of it.
Agreed.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
No, absolutely. The more volunteerism that we can have, the better. But ultimately, in some areas, like, you know, more urban zones, it might make sense to have paid fire people. But in that case, you could just simply contract with whatever fire agencies are available.
Yeah, I mean, we all have to make a living. I mean, there's no way about it. There's no way, you know, we all have to make a living and, you know. But,
I have no problem, I have no problem going ahead and paying some amount of money every single year to make sure my house is insured of fires. And right now, if my house catches a blaze, then, you know, the fire department is not responsible for not putting out. If they don't show up in time and the whole thing burns to the ground, they're not on the line. There's no contract between me and them. They don't have any guarantee of service. Like, you know, if you call Domino's or whatever, they're going to be there in 30 minutes or less.
They try to be there. 30 minutes, there's new rules, but go ahead.
Well, Mark, I don't know if that was, I mean, maybe that was Domino's years ago, and we still have the same rule today, but...
No, I think they do. Well, maybe not.
Do they? Well, you know, there was certain,
sure.
At some point, there was a pizza company that would do it in 30 minutes or less, or else the pizza was free or something like that, and that's a contract. But with the government people, I don't have a contract, and if they don't show up, then, oh well. So it would be nice to have a contract with a fire company and have them be able to say, yeah, we'll be there, and we'll respond with the next amount of time. And of course, it could be tied in with insurance. You know, it could be an arm of the insurance company that does this fire protection. So who knows the way the marketplace would organize itself in the absence of these various the governments that we currently
coercion.
Have today. Yeah, exactly.
But the insurance companies that with lawsuits of improper claims for lawsuits that all tie into this big government. I feel you pay tax, you pay for your home, you pay for taxes, and you pay for insurance, and then. You get people that are doing false claims, and then it all ties into the whole system to where you're paying a much higher premium for which you don't deserve to pay. But how do you stop that? There is no stopping it.
When you look at fraud, the insurance companies are much better at ferreting out fraud than the government is. When you know, for instance, everybody always complains about welfare fraud, so it's one that comes up. But, I mean, you know, corporate welfare and...
Now, as far as welfare, I'm sorry to cut you off. I mean, I'm going through this now where, you know, I have custody of my two children. But my ex is on welfare, but she has two children after.
Hold on, we can bring you back here in a moment, and then you can ask the full question in moments. Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone.
Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Archives are available. You can go all the way back to late 2006. Download as many as you like. and they are all completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Enjoy.
If you're a coffee drinker, this is a great way to get the, you know, some of the best tasting coffee I've ever tasted in my life, which is O'Neill Coffee. They're a third generation family owned business that still roasts each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. They've got more than 40 different varieties of gourmet and flavored coffee, so they're bound to have something that tastes good to you. And you get a really great rate. Now, you have to buy $75 or more in order to skip the shipping charges, and you get a free mug when you do. All you have to do is, on the special instructions, include the FTL and the coupon code. You'll get the free mug and the free shipping. And you go to coffee.freetalklive.com to do it. You won't be sorry. This is great coffee. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, again, our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want. We're having a few phone difficulties, so bear with us here. But I think we still have Dave on the line listening in Portland. Dave, you're back. You were trying to get to a question or point before we went there to the break, and you didn't have enough time to get it out, so go ahead.
No, I was just saying, as far as like welfare recipients, as far as drug screening and things like that, I do think that is a good idea due to the fact that I have two children that and their mother I'm not with now is receiving welfare, but I'm unable to receive child support. So, as far as receiving child support, how is if someone is doing drugs, I think that is a good way to prevent fraud in the welfare system, state to state.
It sounds good, but when it was implemented in Florida, it was really.
About Florida.
What's that?
I heard about the Florida, but I didn't follow up.
What happened?
It totally didn't work. They spent a lot more money reimbursing people for these drug tests because the way it worked.
I bet the drug testing companies were pretty happy about it.
The drug testing companies did fine. However, everybody else got the shaft because, what seems fair is that they're going to drug test them. They have to pay for the drug test if they fail, but if they don't fail, then the state reimburses them. And the state spent far more money reimbursing people for drug tests than it saved in. In not paying people because they failed.
Oh, so it overall it didn't help. Yeah,
it didn't.
That was
kind
of one of my questions, I guess. Yeah.
There you go.
Well, anything else on your mind?
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Dave. 855-450-FREE. Again, 1-855-450-3733. Mark, can you comment on welfare for a quick moment here? I've got some technical
problems. When we're talking about these fraud situations, he was comparing insurance fraud to welfare fraud, and people will complain about welfare fraud. No doubt. Now, frankly, when I look at the amount of money that the federal government spends on welfare compared to the amount of money it spends on all kinds of other things, I am unimpressed. But nobody likes somebody who's gaming the system. Messes it up for everybody. The people who need the help, whatever help, kind of help they need, messes it up for them and that kind of thing. And compared to insurance companies, have managed to do pretty well in investigating fraud, and they find that in 25% of cases that they find that fraud exists in an insurance claim, and I guess they're able to prove that.
Mm-hmm.
So, one makes one wonder when one looks at programs like welfare, and I think that the corruption goes much deeper when you're talking about subsidies for business. But when you're looking at programs like welfare, I would suspect that the numbers are even higher than insurance companies, which are pretty good at ferreting out fraud.
Right. So corporate welfare gets big payouts, obviously bigger payouts than little people welfare. But either way, you still have problems. And, of course, I think, corporate welfare by its nature is inherently corrupt. And then, of course, the welfare system obviously has people that are taking advantage of it. But if we didn't have the coercive system when it comes to welfare, we could have a system of mutual aid societies and charities helping out people that actually need help, and then you'd actually have people who are volunteers in a lot of cases who are paying attention to the folks that are looking for assistance. You come to a private charity and looking for assistance, they're going to want to make sure that you're actually looking for a job. They're going to make sure that your story is true, that your loved one is in the hospital, that whatever your circumstances are, somebody's going to check on that because they don't have an endless bank account to which they can turn, known as the taxpayer, fleece for a bunch of money. These private charities and other groups that are helping folks on a voluntary, consensual basis are doing it. They're doing the best they can because they know they have to present a product to the world, and they have to be responsible for the choices that they make. Otherwise, their donors are going to come back and say next year, "Well, I don't think you did a very good job this time around. I'm not going to give you as much as I did before or any at all."
And they're also participating in a world where half of every of most people's paychecks are eaten up by taxes and pointless regulations that the government, governments of all levels and all types institute upon their, I'm using quotation marks, citizens. I actually mean serfs. So there would be a lot more money in a world where you don't have this top-down hierarchical organization claiming monopoly privilege over the use of violence in a given landmass. There would be a lot more money because states, people that aren't, they are fundamentally, foundationally not responsible for their actions. You cannot sue governmental people for the things that they do. Mm-hmm. They have sovereign immunity and limited immunity, and they have all different kinds of immunity from you doing anything. And not to mention that when they defend themselves in court, they're using your money to do it.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. Tom, listening to KSIS in Sedalia, Missouri. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thank you, sir. Referring back to the statements, sir, the earlier, what you said on the program about mm-hmm. the system being pretty much two-party in regard to socialism, regardless of whether you favor one or the other big parties. It was fixed so that no one could get in. I was curious how Jesse Ventura got in, and the other part of the question might be, with the voting machines now, electronics, Diebold and so forth and so on, how does the individual, if they don't go back to hand counting where you can sit down face-to-face with the opponent that you disagree with, but you're not trying to be corrupt or count a vote crooked, you count them together and get a good count. I guess I'm already made my statement. I don't think too much of the electronic machines.
Yeah, well,
but anyway, how did Jesse get in? Could you talk about that?
Good point. I think it was...
Now you studied this situation with Jesse Ventura because you were really into third-party politics at the time, right?
It was a huge success. I mean, the Jesse Ventura's campaign was Minnesota, I believe. It was a huge success, and it was really unusual because of that. Like, a lot of people in the third-party world were very, very excited about that. I have to say that I don't know exactly what the ballot access rules are in Minnesota, but I know that he was involved with, was it the Independent Party, I think it was?
The Reform Party.
Was it the Reform Party?
Well, at some point or another, he got involved in the Reform Party.
I wouldn't say, Mark, that I've studied it. I was certainly paying attention to it back when it happened. It was like a decade ago at this point. But nonetheless, they managed to get him on the ballot. And the real win for Jesse Ventura was that he got into the debates. But again, we're talking about a state government
office.
Also,
he has huge name recognition.
Right. There's that helps as well. We're also talking about a state government office, which is a little bit more of an attainable situation than a federal government office. We can come back with more, though, in a moment here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I am being told, Mark, he was independent. More coming up. You take control.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring us anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. We've got a lot of stuff and it's all free, including our bulletin board system where you can go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free like the rest of our website. Now, coming up here in about 2 weeks from tonight, not quite 2 weeks, just over, but it's coming up fast, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Free Talk Live, going to be broadcasting live every single night, plus one. Mark, you and Stephanie are going out for a live Sunday edition before the Porcupine Freedom Festival even officially kicks off on Monday the 18th. So it's June 18th through the 24th. It's an entire week of fun in the woods with liberty-minded friends and soon-to-be friends, people that you could very easily become friends with. There's a lot of good people out there and a lot of interesting people to meet, interesting stories to tell and discussions to be had. Lots of fun stuff to do as well. Of course, you know, your inevitable campsite kind of activities like campfires and cookouts and things like that. But also musical performances. There's going to be a karaoke night. There's going to be a number of different panel discussions and speeches. So much going on. In fact, there's more even than you'll see on the official schedule over at porkfest.com. That's porcfest.com. That's because the official schedule doesn't list impromptu gatherings. It doesn't list the Alternatives Expo that's going to be going on. It's certainly certainly doesn't list all of the wonderful food that will be available and that will be being served without government permission. It's just an amazing time. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's not too late to get registered for $35 for the entire week. And on top of that, you know, you have to pay for your campsite, but that's not very expensive, especially if you split the cost with other campers. So go to Porkfest, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We'll look forward to seeing you there because Free Talk Live's there all week long. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about what you want. Did we, by the way, answer the welfare question fully? Tom dropped off the line there. Okay, so let's continue here and go to Chris, listening in northern Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello,
Chris.
Tonight.
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight, Chris?
Well, me, Chris, the anti-ebook organic gardening Ron Paul supporting constitutionalist from FEMA Region 5. Love
welcome,
the show,
sir.
Guys. I wanted to make a little comment about the taxation caller a few callers ago. Now, they need to look up Daniel Webster, who had a quote, "The power of the tax is the power to destroy." And you know,
indeed.
All these... Go ahead.
I said, indeed, and Chairman Mao said political power grows from the barrel of a gun.
Oh, yeah. The power of tax is just the power to put a gun to your head, and if you don't pay, you're going to jail or we're going to kill you.
That's Bridge. Really what it comes down to.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, and you got the Federal Reserve, a.k.a. income tax, that wasn't even implemented until World War II. Property tax didn't exist until about 60 years ago. The elimination of Glass-Steagall back in the late 90s. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, power tax really is a power destroyer, and we've been seeing it the past decade. And it's just ridiculous. But this is what I wanted to call in about. There's this movie I wanted to bring attention to. I had nothing to do with the making of it. I'm not plugging or anything, but it's very good at portraying how the drug war fuels crime, and I know you two know that, and your listeners, everybody, but it's called Choices. And it's by this rap group called 3-6 Mafia, and it's actually pretty decent acting, but it's such a good display of how parole officers and detectives and everybody is using the drug war to just fuel all of the crime. And I just wanted to bring that. I think you guys would really enjoy it. It's a very good movie.
Is it? And it's a fictional film?
It's not a true story, no, but it's a very good film about how a guy gets out of jail and he's on a parole, gets assigned to a parole officer, and the parole officer assigns him a job at this fast food restaurant, and he's in cahoots with the manager at the restaurant, and the manager comes up to him like 3 months later and says, "Hey, the money in the registers on the cash drops aren't being, there's like shortages in the cash drop, so... They happen on the ships that you work, so you're fired." And then so he goes back to the parole officer, and the parole officer is basically demanding him like $150 a month or else he's going to get thrown back into jail. And it makes him go out and commit crimes to get the money to pay the parole officer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but it's a very good story. I think
the whole system is whacked, and the parole and the probation system is crazy, and it's designed to bring people back into the jail cells. It's really sick.
Seems that way at times.
And it was called Choices, you said?
Called Choices, yep. And you're not going to find the DVD at Best Buy or anything. You can probably order it online off eBay or something, but it's not like it's a B movie. You can get the DVD. In a real version. It's not like bootleg or anything.
Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. I'm not a member of Netflix.
Seems likely.
A lot of movies are on Netflix, which is usually makes them really convenient to watch, especially the more independent stuff, which thank you, by the way, for the recommendation, Chris. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Actually, I sent an email to Netflix recently asking about what's the process to get something on Netflix, because I thought it would be cool to have Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree up on Netflix.
That's a movie that you've basically been producing.
Correct. Yeah, I've never produced a real feature-length film before, Mark.
Executive production.
Executive producer, correct. And that means the guy with the cash, right?
It really does mean that, but in this case, it's not much cash.
Yeah, not at all. Bo Davis, our editor, has been doing an amazing job and doing it for very, very little money. And you can see the trailer, actually, over at victimlesscrimespree.com. But Netflix's response to me was kind of surprising. Their response was like, "Yeah, we're not looking for content right now." Really? You just got enough? You're just doing fine, Netflix? You don't need any more movies?
Don't need any free stuff for people to get subscriptions to? I mean, you don't care whether they sell the viewing of it or not.
No, I don't want it to be sold. I want people to be able to see the film.
Oh, so you do care. Okay.
Yeah, I don't care.
Apparently that's how they feel.
And so, anyway, that was my encounter with Netflix. I'll try him again, I guess, in a few months and see what happens.
You can just put it up online and let people watch it.
Oh, I plan on it, but I mean, it makes sense to put it in different venues,
sure,
right?
Sure, get it in as many as you want you can.
So, victimlesscrimespree.com. The trailer came out late last night. You can go and see it. Mark, you said your wife saw it. She liked it.
Yeah. Indeed, I usually use her as the arbiter of what's normal, and she said he liked it.
Cool. All right, so 855-450-FREE, toll-free number. Let's go to your calls. Mike, listening in Phoenix. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Just quickly, I think about a couple of callers ago, one of you, or perhaps it was the caller herself, that had mentioned about the robber barons and stuff like that. Actually, the things that have been said about the robber barons are actually a myth. And Burton Folsom wrote a very interesting book, and a very good book, as a matter of fact, on that particular subject called The Myth of the Robber Barons.
Well, some of the things, many of the things that happen that are attributed to the robber barons are things that happened, but they're not necessarily the way things are done. And in fact, the spread of the railroads in the United States are a really great example of how private roads could go about, because they didn't have eminent domain. They just made offers to landowners and got use on right of way on their land and paid for that and created roads for trains. We call them tracks. All over the United States, without coercion.
Yeah. He even pointed this out, though. He made an example of one of the two particular railroad owners, one who went how awful the roads, the tracks, in other words, and how the system was actually built, because, again, it was just very poorly done because, he just kept trying to loot the system for the money rather than actually do his job. And the government obviously didn't do very, very much oversight, as opposed to this other gentleman who did a railroad system or railroad track a little further north, probably around like Minnesota or something. And he did it all with it, with his own money and with investors and stuff, and it came out beautifully. It was one of the best railroads built at that time.
Yep, and it's just it goes to show how government money perverts the incentives in the marketplace and causes substandard work to be done.
Thanks, Mike, for the call. Appreciate your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, 1-855-450-3733, live Saturday edition.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. C-Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the C-Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the C-Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at ccrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low-price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And there are different ways for you to support Free Talk Live. One of them is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can send us $3 a month. We'll take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board with this program, thereby exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. And if that's valuable to you, plus you get perks, you can help us out over at amp.freetalklive.com. The perks include our access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only forum. Get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you to everybody who amped. I mean, everybody's ever amped. Thank you to you. But this last week was actually pretty good for the Free Talk Live amp program, despite losing a couple, as we normally do. We, you know, gain some, lose some. We actually gained more than we lost this week.
That's good news.
It's always nice. So,
in this economy, that's excellent.
Yeah, when that happens. So thanks to everybody who came on board. Lots of new people, of course, at the $3 level, and some also super generous folks came in at $5 and $10. So that's always appreciated because it makes a big difference for us. It'll be, by the way, paying for us to go to the talk radio seminar, the new media seminar coming up in a week from, actually, by this time next week, we'll be back from it, actually. It used to be that it took away our Friday and Saturday when we went, but they moved it to a midweek kind of an event this year. So the lovely Stephanie will be coming in to sit in for us on Wednesday and Thursday nights next week, and that's because our Free Talk Live amplifiers are paying for us to go to New York City and schmooze it up with the radio industry bigwigs.
Yeah, the rub elbows with the other talk show hosts out there.
I'm not here to rub elbows with talk show hosts. Yeah. It's the industry bigwigs that I'm interested in talking to.
Mark. Agreed, but I think it's interesting to see them. Like I always, oh, there's Tom Hartman. Oh, there's Sean Hannity. Oh,
right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
They're there.
Oh, there went Rush Limbaugh surrounded by his bodyguards. And, oh, there he goes. Now he's leaving.
Yeah, that only happened a few years ago. He hasn't been back since.
He's been twice.
Yeah.
But we've been there.
Twice. Was it twice the same?
I don't know the names.
He went to a different conference and then, well, whatever. So we're going, and it's thanks to the Free Talk Live listeners. Thanks to those of you who become amplifiers. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. And another way that you can help the show is by throwing something in the Bitcoin tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. But you got to have Bitcoins in order to do that first. And how do you do that?
Well, first you have to know what Bitcoins are. And Bitcoins are a form of internet currency. They're like digital cash. You can send and receive them without paying any fees, unlike all the other services out there. They aren't controlled by any governmental agency. In fact, they're uncrackable. Governments basically claim banks as their own, as subsidiaries of themselves. Not so with Bitcoins. They're decentralized and peer-to-peer. They can't be cracked. The government can't do anything about them. Is all you can do. You can send and receive them, completely without their control. Go see more at weusecoins.org. It's a great minute-and-a-half video. Teach you all about Bitcoins, or at least the basics. And if you want to get some Bitcoins, you can go to bitinstant.com. You can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com.
All right, let's continue here with you and your thoughts. Go to David, listening to WGMD on the FM band in Delaware. Hey, David.
Hi, how are you this evening?
Just super. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I just wanted to mention one thing. You were talking about different people, and certain people called in about certain robber barons and so forth. I have a different take on this, people. There is a person called Milton Hershey. He was the founder of the Hershey Chocolate Company in the late 1890s. And he and his wife, Kitty, never had any children. He and his wife, Kitty, never had any children, but they established a school in Hershey, Pennsylvania, which today still exists.
Right.
That was established in 1909. Mr. Hershey willed his entire fortune to that school, and it was designed to serve, at that time, orphan boys.
Yep.
Since that time, it has been expanded to include boys and girls, not only orphan boys and girls, but what might be called economic or social orphans as well. The children aged 4 to 15 can attend the school, can be admitted to the school from kindergarten through graduation. They pay no money for this school. They get all their food, their clothing, their education, their housing, everything that's needed. Everything that's needed. And he willed his entire fortune to this school. He did not take it with him. He and his wife, Kitty, who was a beautiful person, by the way, never had any children. But he was a man of vision. He established the school, and today the school owns about 51% or 52% of the Hershey Chocolate Corporation.
Wow.
And other associated interests.
What's the school called? What's its name?
Milton Hershey School, MHS.
I feel like we've heard about this before. Yeah. I don't know if it was you who called about it in the past.
Maybe I did, yes.
That's an amazing story.
I was a graduate of that school because my parents died when I was age 14, both of them. And fortunately, I was able to be a student there. And this is an example of American enterprise and American capitalism and American profits doing what is the best.
Yeah, and all you have to do is listen to NPR or take a look at public television. You'll see all kinds of foundations set up by all kinds of.
No. Milton Hershey is a different organization.
Sure.
I don't even listen to NPR.
Indeed, but you'll find that there are foundations out there that are set up for the intention is creating public good. All they're doing is helping people out, it shows what wealthy people are mostly willing to do with their money. The fact that they don't want to give it to the government to be spent poorly, misallocated, and used in irresponsible fashions doesn't make them greedy.
Remember that this was done before 1913 when the income tax was structured.
Right.
So that he did this before the income tax was even invented or whatever. All I wanted to say is that this person was an outstanding individual. The foundation, the school is has a value right now, of an endowment rather, of about $500 million, maybe even more, $500 million. The enrollment there is about 1,200 to 1,300 students. Anyone can go there. All you need to do is file an application. There is no charge to attend the school. Again, they provide all their clothing.
It's amazing. It's an amazing
education.
Story.
I even got a scholarship from the school to attend college.
Wow, that is incredible.
So whenever you eat a Hershey bar or have some chocolate or bake some chocolate cookies or something like that from Hershey's chocolate, remember that this is going to a good cause.
Neat, David. That, great story, and I thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can, of course, bring up anything that you want. I feel like he's called before with similar stories.
It's an interesting story, and as I understand, it's one of the few orphanages, you know, by the official name left in the United States.
It is a great story about how one man can make a difference. Somebody who has you know, the intention to help other folks can put his profits to use, because a lot of people will besmirch profits. You make profits?
Right.
That's terrible.
And to some extent, it's kind of understandable how they feel, because there's two ways that businesses and corporations make money. A, they provide people with things that they want, things that they value more mm-hmm. than the money that they spend on them. They interact in a voluntary situation because, look, if a hamburger place is offering a hamburger at more than I'm willing to pay for it, I'm not going to pay for it, and no involuntary actions have occurred. However, if that hamburger place is getting, the government's coming in and giving them subsidies in order to, you know, be in that land and, you know, giving them all kinds of tax perks and things like this, big business is a much better lobby than you are with the federal government and state governments. So they're going to get many more perks than you're going to get. So when businesses make money that way, by excluding small businesses, their competition from growing up, you know, they squash them like weeds before they ever get a chance to get up.
Which is the real purpose of regulations, by the way, is to crush the little guy.
Often that is the case. And so, you know, I mean, there's two different ways. And I understand, when big businesses use their money and power as influence in order to crush innovation in the marketplace, yeah, I don't like that.
We had a caller earlier, I think it was the lady at the very end of the, I think it was Chris, the very end of the first hour, who was talking about how we need more regulations to, you know, change things. But the reality of regulations is they are in the pocket of these big businesses, in many cases written by the very businesses they purport to regulate.
I'm certain if I could write all the regulations, that I would only write the good regulations. Everybody will agree that there are bad regulations out there, but I'm certain that if I could get my pen out and
you would end up writing...
fact is that every single time, you know, these things have to be voted on by 535 people, and
not true. Regulations can be put into place just by the regulatory agencies in most places.
Yeah, that's true too.
Agencies
were implemented and now have, you know, they just do whatever they want.
Right. So if you were like a regulator at the FCC, Mark, you might write a regulation that forces all radio stations to air Free Talk Live, which, you know, would be very unliberty-minded of you. But then again, you wouldn't be in
great
the
for
FCC.
Business.
You wouldn't be in the FCC if you actually had a liberty mindset. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 3's next. You take control. Free Talk Live. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Get in the zone! Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone had advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1. Keep your tires properly inflated. 2. Perform a simple tune-up. And 3. Pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these three simple things can help make a real difference, so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do. Get in the zone! AutoZone.